This episode was recorded for my UK column show. Please keep us independent by going to support.ukcolumn.org.
This is Germ Warfare, the battle of ideas.
Bart Sabrell, thank you for joining me in the trenches. I loved what you said to me a moment ago, how all men are equal.
Well, yeah, the analogy I used back in the videotape days, I could take apart a VCR, clean it, fix a broken videotape, but I couldn't change my oil. I'd be under there cursing because I don't do it all the time. So one person can change your oil or fix your car. Another person can do heart surgery but can't fix your car. So all people are equal in that way, and maybe spiritually as well. Some people have certain attributes. They don't drink, they don't smoke, but they don't get along with people as well as people who drink and smoke. So you never know. The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one is righteous, not even one. I know we're in the alternative media where there are poster child evil villains, you could say. I hate to use his name, but Bill Gates, for example. And one of the things that convinces me that Jesus is not of this earth is when he said, love your enemy. You see, the Muslims are bombing the Jews, and the Jews are bombing the Muslims, and the so-called Christian United States, they're bombing everybody else. No one is actually loving their enemy. And God says he doesn't want even the wicked to perish, but to come to repentance. So for one person to say, I only kill one person a month, and Bill Gates kills 300 people a day, so I'm righteous compared to him, not really. And Bill Gates is a lost soul. When Jesus was being murdered, he said, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. If you look at Bill Gates' body language, rocking back and forth, these strange gestures he moves with his hands and arms like he's autistic, there's something wrong with the guy. Not to mention, he was raised from the cradle to be a racist, eugenicist, under the philosophy of his parents who founded Planned Parenthood to lower the black population of America. And so this is the, you know, he may still be doing wrong and all that stuff, but we need to have compassion on him as well. And the real enemy, according to Ephesians 6, I think, are the spiritual forces of evil and other dimensions that are controlling people's hearts and mind. Of course, if God is not in your heart, then only evil forces and thoughts can come in. And so the moon landing fraud, which is sad to say they actually did fake the moon landing, is very spiritually symbolic because it's mankind's greatest accomplishment by the most powerful nation on earth that claims to be the most righteous. And if you go to Sabrell.com and watch a funny thing happen on the way to the moon, we open up with the Tower of Babel, which Jesus said, if someone starts to build a tower and doesn't finish it, that half-built tower, year after year, is a testimony to the construction crew's foolishness for not knowing what they were doing. So the Tower of Babel was never finished. So it was kind of a rebuke. It said it was to reach the heavens. What is the moon landing? To reach the heavens. And it says why they did it in Genesis 6. It says to show off, to make a name for ourselves, for us to be the country, the people with the tallest building. What was the space race about? To show off, you see? Then we show the Titanic in the 20th century, the largest machine ever built by the hand of man. And they put in publicity posters the ship that God himself could not sink. Tower of Babel never finished. Titanic never made one voyage. And then Richard Nixon, who didn't have the guts to show up for the launch. Can you imagine? The presidents of other nations are there at the launch of the Apollo rocket, and Nixon's not there. he knew it was fake, and he didn't want to have a picture of him shaking Neil Armstrong's hand with a big smile and it later to become unraveled. So he distanced himself from it in case they got caught faking it. No one had ever faked the moon landing before. They knew they could get caught, though they figured they probably would get away with it. So Nixon shows up for the second launch once they got away with faking it. So knowing that the moon missions were fake, Nixon nevertheless said, putting a man on the moon is second in greatness only to God making the universe, when he knew they weren't there. I mean, that's blasphemous. So according to that structure, it looks like if the rebuke about the Tower of Babel is known to the world, the rebuke of the Titanic is known to the world, maybe this rebuke will be known also, and maybe not immediately for a reason. Imagine there's a couple who madly in love, they get married, and then 6 weeks later, one of them's at a convention, gets insanely drunk, wakes up in a bed next to somebody with no clothes on and realizes they've been unfaithful. They can go home and tell their spouse and say, look, I don't want to live a lie. Divorce me if you want or forgive me, but that's what happened. Or imagine they tell them on their 50th anniversary, after they're a deacon in the church and respected in the community and loved by their grandchildren, oh, by the way, hon, I cheated on you 50 years ago. You see, the impact, I think, would be greater 50 years later. Maybe that's why. You know, I've never seen a debunking video, not a single one. Why waste my time? They did fake the moon landing, and it was a long road for me to come to that sad conclusion. However, I download one every now and then, because if the truth comes out, they're going to be scrambling to take those debunking videos down so they don't look like, you know, fools. And so I'm saving a few of them. And we were talking about the Danny Jones interview. And when I did two interviews with him last year, and when I did the first one, I think in March, he brought up some video on the screen of a debunking video. And I think it was because I did Joe Rogan. So after I did Joe Rogan, this guy starts the video by saying, I don't do debunking videos, but I'm doing this one. That's like Edgar Mitchell saying, I don't hit people, and then he hits people 5 seconds later, right? And so the guy is so offended, I offended his God, that he never does debunking videos, but he got to do this because I offended him so much. And I look at the counter time in the lower right-hand corner, and it's something like 2.5 hours long. Okay, so Jeremy, if they went to the moon, the amount of evidence that I have that proves they didn't is zero. So how long should a debunking video be? 0 minutes and 0 seconds, because I have no proof at all if they really went to the moon. But to have to spend 2.5 hours pushing back the proof that they did indeed fake it is more proof that they did. Why? I asked Charles Duke when we did this interview a few months ago, you know, why are you here? If I climbed Mount Everest and Jeremy so-and-so in South Africa thinks I faked climbing Mount Everest, would I fly halfway around the world to sit across from him to debate whether I climbed Mount Everest or not? Are you kidding me? Give me a break. I have more important things to do, like taking a nap. So the fact that he's there, and if you look at it, Buzz Aldrin hasn't been seen in a podcast or TV interview in almost 3 years. They brought out Charles Duke because he's a better liar. And he's been on podcast after podcast after podcast since I did Joe Rogan, reassuring people that the moon missions are real, which he wouldn't have to do if they were real. Right? If I'm going around saying George Washington was not the first president, but it was Mickey Mouse, would there be 1,000 debunking videos to reassure people, no, it's not Mickey Mouse, and if you look at the picture, Mickey Mouse and George Washington look different, why would they bother? The fact is there is enormous amount of proof that they faked it, and that's why it takes so much energy and effort to push it back. So that's my opening rant. How are you doing, Jeremy?
Yeah, sorry, my curtain is broken and the sun is suddenly a appeared right in front of
me. The light is shining through. How apropos.
I need to fix this blind, but for now, I'm going to just have to hold my hand here. Bart, why is this important?
Well, that's an excellent question. And really interesting, because 75% of Americans believe that Oswald did not kill Kennedy. It says in the encyclopedia that Oswald killed Kennedy. The government has 1,000 pages of alleged documentation to prove that Oswald killed Kennedy. And yet, 75% of Americans know better. There are 3,000 engineers who risked their reputation saying that the buildings on 9/11 did not collapse by a pinhole airplane going in and out of a grid. It's impossible. Look at Oklahoma City bombing photograph. Half the building, half the grid is blown away. It still stands. A grid cannot collapse. And half of Americans know that that didn't happen. So according to that, you could say this is just one more lie that the government did. And I would agree with that. And why bother? It's just one more on the pile of a bunch of garbage the federal government did, except for the fact that they murdered people to keep it a secret. And that's not my opinion. This is the opinion of dead astronauts' relatives who I interviewed at length, who say that their Apollo astronaut husband and father was murdered by the CIA for not cooperating with fraud in the Apollo program. And they're the ones who are telling me this. So if you love truth and love America, you know, a lot of things start out pure and become corrupt. You know, I hate to say it, but the Christian church is one perfect example. You know, was faithful and whatever, but even had hard times. I guess 3/4 of the New Testament is rebuking church members for being ungodly. Imagine how it got worse after that. And maybe America was founded on noble principles of independence and freedom. And the first document is not the Constitution. It's the actual Declaration of Independence. It says when any nation becomes an obstacle or destructive of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. According to the federal government today, it's illegal for a state, Tennessee, Texas, whatever, to pull out of the United States of America. It's illegal for them, according to the, you know, the Attorney General of the United States or whatever. But the first document of our country says it's perfectly legal. And not to mention that if you ask the Congress, how many of you are Christians? Probably, you know, 85% of them would raise their hand. And the Bible says when someone wants to divorce you, you are to let them do so. So there's scriptural precedent for that. The fact is they murdered their own people. The first one is life. According to the relatives of the man who was going to be the first man to walk on the moon, who would not cooperate with the moon landing fraud, he was murdered by the CIA. In fact, he had whistleblower protection the day he died. And I interviewed his widow for about 4 hours. She told me the day before he died, he telephoned her and said, "Hon, for some strange reason, the CIA is all over the launch pad today, inspecting the equipment. I've been here for years, never seen the CIA. Why did they show up today?" The next day, he's dead from faulty equipment. A man who called the moon rocket a piece of garbage on the evening news a few days earlier and was a boat rocker that they couldn't deal with. And so the federal government has murdered their own people. Now, if you go to Wikipedia, which, you know, lies continually, occasionally they have to admit the truth. And I think there's documentation about the Kennedy administration's Northwoods project where people from the Pentagon, chief of staff or whoever, said, "Kennedy, let's do this. You want to hear this great idea? Why don't we blow up Americans, blame it on Cuba so we have an excuse to go to war with Cuba?" they put in writing, I think you can, these are unclassified now, that they thought, somebody in our government thought it was a great idea to murder Americans and blame other people to start a war. Doesn't that sound like 9/11? And they put it in writing. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I think if you plot to kill people, that's called attempted murder, isn't it? Shouldn't those people have gone to jail? And Robert McNamara, defense secretary, told President Johnson, who rescinded Kennedy pulling out of the Vietnam War, said, look, the public's against it. We need something like Pearl Harbor, you know, to motivate people. And they contrived a fake attack from a North Vietnamese ship on an American ship that led to the death of 3 million people, including 58,220 of their own soldiers, on an event that never happened. They completely fabricated it. And Kennedy's relatives say he was murdered by the CIA. So the federal government is murdering their own president, murdering their own people, murdering their own astronauts. That's why it matters. These people are at large. We can't say, Jeremy, you know, in my subdivision, one child disappears every month. It's been going on for 50 years. It's one of those things, like it rains from time to time. No, it needs to stop. These are murderers running our government. They're embezzling billions of dollars, right? The only reason people haven't acknowledged the moon landing fraud is because it's a positive lie that people want to hear. They want their team to win the Super Bowl. They want science and technology in America to win the space race. And so they gave them this flattery, this fake moon landing, and people are defending their own oppressors, which is pretty pathetic. That's how fallen the world is. And so that's why it matters, because these people are murderers. They murdered numerous people. In fact, if you go to Sibrel.com, read my book, which is the behind-the-scenes investigation of my film, we have an eyewitness who saw them film the fake moon landing at Cannon Air Force Base, and who admitted as he was dying, he murdered a coworker to cover it up because they were going to blow the whistle about it. So that's why it matters.
Why did the U.S. government start the whole thing?
Well, Kennedy wasn't a scientist. He was a visionary. And after America went into space, I think for 15 minutes, they just went from the East Coast to the West Coast. Kennedy comes up with this idea. Why don't we try to put men on the moon, and we'll set a deadline to help motivate ourselves, the end of the decade. And he misspoke, right? They can't go to the moon today. With 50 years better technology, they can now only travel 1,000th the distance to the moon. Somehow, in 1969, they can travel 1,000 times farther into space than they can today. Really. Technology is greater in the past and in the future. He misspoke. And they wouldn't admit it. The faking of the moon landing proves our leaders are juvenile. I watched Stanley Kubrick's, what is it called, Dr. Strangelove last night. And the way that the generals and the president are talking to one another and the world leaders, they're a bunch of kids with machine guns. Well, they could have just told the truth. I'm sorry, you know, we can't do it. But the fact is, my book is interactive. If you go to Sibrel.com, click on Moon Man video links. One of the links we show is the Kennedy assassination, the broadcast 2 days later by Dan Rather of CBS Evening News, who says, we're not going to show the Zapruder film because it's too horrific, but trust me, let me describe it for you. Well, we have synchronized it, or somebody did, and I copied it. They synchronized it with Dan Rather's description of it. And when he says the third fatal shot, Kennedy's head goes violently forward, his head goes violently backward. So in 1963, CBS told the exact opposite of the truth about one of the most important events in the country's history. That's what they did a few years later with the moon landing fraud. No eyewitnesses, no independent press coverage. You just have to trust Richard Nixon.
Yeah,
to tell the truth.
This is the thing that has always got me. It's one of these events that you can't falsify because it's so far away. And so on the day, if there was a rocket that went up into the sky, anybody on the ground would have only been able to see to a certain distance. After that, you have to trust NASA.
That's right. In fact, Eugene Krantz, who I've spoken to personally, said that someone in the command center can't tell the difference between a rehearsal flight and a, quote, real flight. Just a bunch of numbers going by on a screen. So if someone in the command center cannot tell the difference between a real and a rehearsal Apollo flight, how can we, watching it on video years after it happened or as a four-year-old from our living room? Their number one excuse as to why it must be real is 400,000 people were involved, if you include every janitor and secretary and office supply and pencil pusher from every company associated with the Apollo program. But do you think the government's really stupid enough to say to the guy making the glove or the door handle or the boot, hey, we're really not going to the moon, be sure not to tell anybody? I mean, come on. If someone in the command center can't tell the difference, how can we? And then they had other Apollo astronauts serving in the command center to run cover in case the mistakes were shown. We uncovered a mistake. Go to Sobrel.com and watch a funny thing happen on the way to the moon. We found footage of them faking part of the moon landing right in front of your eyes with a third track of audio of the CIA telling them how to do it. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh my gosh, they actually did fake the moon landing. The Washington Post, who interviewed me, agrees that that proves the moon landings are fake and refused to run a story about it. Two NBC news directors agreed the footage I uncovered proves they did not go to the moon, and they were called by the federal government and threatened with disconnecting their, you know, their network feed or something if they aired my footage. So, it's not just me saying the footage proves it. Other people say it as well.
Yeah, I remember watching, I think it was Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, one of those late night shows on which Buzz Aldrin appeared. And he's, or was it Colbert or something? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It was one of those late night shows in which he said, yeah, we saw you walk on the moon. And then Buzz Aldrin stopped him and said, no. You didn't see that. You saw... What did he say? You saw acting or you saw
a simulation? Well, he was talking about during the lunar descent. During the alleged lunar descent, they had like an Atari computer graphic of a little triangle with a pretty bad looking moon in the background. And it said simulation on the bottom of the screen. So they didn't have live pictures during the landing. They had live pictures during the trip to the moon. They had live pictures on the moon, allegedly, but not during the landing. If the moon landing was real, they would have had a camera mounted on the side of the rocket, and you could go to the TV station and see it 24 hours until it completely left Earth and went to the moon and down. But they didn't. They had all these blackout points. And then suddenly, the lights come up, and they're on the moon, and we have an eyewitness who says that moon set was filmed at Cannon Air Force Base a year in advance, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 1968, and that the Apollo astronauts weren't even in the suits. They were standing there watching somebody else perform those duties. And it's very easy to fake something when you have no independent press coverage and the only proof is from the criminals who are perpetrating it. I mean, you have to understand, the former CIA director who Kennedy fired was in charge of proving that Oswald killed the president rather than himself. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if O.J. Simpson were the chief investigator as to whether or not he killed those people or not? Wouldn't that be great? Right? I'm sure he would love that. So we had the person who killed the president, who gave that order, in charge of the investigation, you know, proving who actually did it. And of course, he's not going to say himself.
Do you think an unmanned mission has ever happened?
Oh, sure. You can send a probe beyond Earth orbit. The problem is you don't have enough fuel to leave Earth orbit with people on board who require radiation protection, oxygen, food, and so forth. Elon Musk just said, in order to go to the moon, you need 15 fuel trips to a space station first. And from there, you'll have enough fuel to go to the moon and back. We have a video at Sobrel.com, Von Braun saying the very same thing. The largest rocket we can build can only go into Earth orbit. And from there, you need to ferry up multiple fuel trips in order to go to the moon. If that's what it takes to go to the moon before they set the goal to go to the moon and to, quote, return to the moon, then that's what it takes for all time. That's why they destroyed all the blueprint schematics of the Saturn V rocket, the lunar module, and so forth. Can you imagine? One of the clips at Sobrel.com, that my book is interactive with like 30 clips, NASA's astronaut says they destroyed the technology that they used to go to the moon. They intentionally destroyed
it. Yeah, he says it was an accident.
No, he didn't say that was an accident. I think they said they accidentally destroyed the original videotapes. The technology, he said, they intentionally destroyed. We destroyed that technology, is what he said. Now, if there were ever a time in history in which you would destroy a technology, it might be the atomic bomb, okay? We used it to end World War II, but let's, you know, this is too dangerous. Let's destroy the blueprints and have a international treaty to never let that genie out of the bottle again. But they didn't do that, did they? Just 10 years later, with the progress of technology, atomic bombs, 10 years later, were 1,000 times more explosive. So if they could go to the moon on the first attempt with 1/1,000,000th the computing power of a cell phone, we would have been on Mars 10 years later. We'd be in another solar system by now, and there'd be bases all over the moon. Why is it today, with 5 decades better rockets and computers, they can only send a human 1,000th the distance to the moon? That's like saying Toyota, or better yet, let's say Lindbergh, flew across the Atlantic in 1927, right? So 55 years later, 1982, the farthest an airplane can fly is only 3 miles, and not a single aircraft has flown over the Atlantic before. When people went to Mount Everest, aren't people still going to Mount Everest? When people went to the South Pole, aren't people still going to the South Pole? To say that Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic 3,000 miles in 1927, and 55 years later, the best airplane can only fly 3 miles, and not a single person from a single country has flown over the Atlantic in 50 years is preposterous. That's exactly what they're saying about the moon landing. You cannot have greater technology in the past and in the future. Plus, we have an eyewitness who confessed to killing a person to cover it up, where it was filmed, when it was filmed. We have this footage of them faking being halfway to the moon, and you can look at a simple shadow in a picture that proves it was electrical lighting, because the shadows are intersecting at 90 degrees when they should be parallel if they were sunlight. You can prove the moon landing fraud in one picture. People just don't want to accept it. Even great critics of the federal government, like, Tucker Carlson, and who's that guy? Glenn Beck. They're sincere, but they're sincerely wrong. They say to themselves, I know America has gotten bad, but at least we went to the moon. They should know that from past experience that the longer they live, the deeper they dig, the world and the federal government is more corrupt than they previously thought. There's no independent press coverage. People wanted to believe it. They did, sadly, fake the moon landing, and anyone with an open mind would agree. There's a great clip or quote on my homepage of Sobrel.com from someone who saw me on Joe Rogan. He says, I never considered that they were fake, but after watching the interview, it's so obvious that they faked it. Bart's book shows all the proof, all the more, that they faked it. I'm sorry, I had to come to the same conclusion, from literally worshiping the glory of the moon landings to being a skeptic to realizing they did indeed fake it. That's the world we live in. That's the country we have. And if we keep denying we have cancer, it's going to be our undoing.
Do you think Joe agrees with you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he called me up or emailed me 22 years ago, says, Bart, you know, I believe we didn't go. What can I do to help you? Took me out to dinner. And then, you know, before the show, it's like, I know we didn't go, but let me you know, pretend I'm being critical here, you know. And he, I didn't understand what he was doing, because I know he knows we didn't go to the moon. And then I was exhausted from traveling, and it was like a 3-hour interview. And normally I'm like, that interview went great or terrible. And after Joe Rogan, I'm like, what was that? And we, in the break in the bathroom, I'm like, what are you doing? You know, you know they didn't go to the moon. He says, I know, but trust me, I'm doing this for a reason. There's a whole new generation of people who need to, you know, overcome the critical thinking. Trust me. And apparently he was right. I can't see my nose for my face or the forest for the trees. And after, you know, that's why I posted that quote about the Joe Rogan interview on my homepage, because he was right. The way that he did it did help people see that the moon missions were fake if they have an open mind. Other people, you know, worship it. I get emails from people who say they wish they could watch my wife and children burn alive before their eyes because I dared say the glorious moon landings were fake. Anyone who foams at the mouth to that degree does not see things clearly, which proves that I'm right. I talked to a college professor teaching aerospace, and he said even if Neil Armstrong confessed on national TV that the moon missions were fake, he would think that they're real anyway. People have no open mind. I just saw a clip of, Neil deGrasse Tyson or something like that, whatever the guy's name is, which is pretty bad spokesperson, in my opinion, for the scientific community. I like the Japanese guy. He does a lot better. But in any case, and he says, you know, people who think the moon landings are fake or disconnected from reality or words to that effect. And it's interesting because those very comments actually apply to himself. He is totally disconnected from reality. And that person who's disconnected from reality is the spokesperson for the scientific community. What he's accusing the moon landing fraud people who realize it was a fake is exactly true about himself. He is gaga worshiping the moon landing, not completely hypnotized. You have a hypnotized person who can't tell the truth from a lie being the spokesperson for the scientific community of the United States of America and calling the other people who are awake asleep when he himself is more hypnotized than anybody else.
I think the bit that got me, the footage of the announcement where the three astronauts are sitting, I forget now, is it Congress or wherever it was? They didn't even make the announcement. I think it was the president who announced it. And they looked like they were about to start crying.
Yeah, now, to me, I gave them the benefit of the doubt as long as possible. I had $1 million to produce this movie. It was given to me by someone who built rockets for NASA, who knew it was fake, who thought it was his patriotic duty to expose it. I was producing the film under the theory it might be true that they faked it. I found the footage that proves they were faking part of the mission right in front of your eyes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they really did fake the moon landing. And I was shocked. Now, I gave myself too long of a two-part episode to answer your question. Remind me your question one more time. That was a lead-up
I was just saying that those three astronauts sitting, and they looked unhappy.
So to me, the epiphany, you know, how I went from, you know, believing the moon landings are real to knowing that they were indeed falsified is that footage. And about 80%, 4 out of 5 people who watch a funny thing happen on the way to the moon, it's there for free at Sabrell.com, they reverse their opinion. And of that group, 80% say the proof that convinced them was the footage of them faking part of the moon mission. But 1 out of 5 say the proof that convinced them was what you said, Jeremy, their expressions at their first and only press conference together. They look like they're at the funeral of their mother instead of the winning locker room of the Super Bowl. Their expressions look exactly like people who don't want to be there, who are lying and wish they weren't lying. They even have teleprompters hidden into the desk to remind the people who were supposed to be the only people who walked on the moon what that experience was like, and they're reading from teleprompters. And they look like they're at the funeral of their mother.
You I mean, they should see it on their faces,
and a lot of people are convinced from that. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
the greatest event, I know,
but they're lying about mankind's greatest accomplishment. You can see it on their faces. They wish they were not there. You can see it on their faces, their depression from having to lie or being, you know, coerced into lying.
Well, I mean, the counter argument is that they were just being professional. You know, it's another day at the office.
Well, I mean, my greatest critic agrees that the footage I uncovered is them faking part of the moon mission. So there you go. My greatest critic has to agree that the footage I uncovered is the crew of Apollo 11 faking the photography of part of their mission. So if they really went to the moon, why would they be faking any of it? You can argue in and out of anything. Like I said, a college professor said a confession from Neil Armstrong that it was fake would not dissuade him from believing in the glorious moon landings. People just are going to believe what they want to believe.
Speaking of Neil Armstrong, I mean, didn't he go into like a reclusive hermit kind of lifestyle after that?
Yeah, he did. From my research, he was a very, I think they say, gregarious, outgoing person prior to the Apollo mission. He was the life of the party. Apparently, he played the piano. Everyone would surround him, and he would sing and play the piano at parties and was the center of attention. And then afterwards, his personality became the exact opposite. He became reclusive. So here we have three people on the first mission to the moon, and two of the three will never give an interview unless the President of the United States asks them to do so. Do you understand that? They don't want to talk about it. I believe Neil Armstrong was threatened with the death of his wife and children, and that's why he grudgingly participated, looked like he was under the thumb to do it during the press conference, resigned shortly thereafter, and refused to ever be interviewed about it. That's why, because it was a lie. He was threatened. His wife was threatened. My source, who was at Cannon Air Force Base, who saw them faking the moon landing, I double-checked these details before I published my book with his son. And his son was visited just a few years ago by the CIA, and they threatened to kill him and his family if he ever spoke to me again about his father's participation in the moon landing fraud. So that's what they're doing. They're still threatening to kill people, and they are killing people. There were other Apollo astronauts other than the first crew that was going to be who were murdered. There were backup crews who were murdered. There were critics of the program who were murdered. And there's a co-worker at Cannon Air Force Base who was murdered as well. This is why it matters. They didn't just fake the moon landing and not kill anybody, at which point maybe I would admire their cleverness. They murdered people to cover it up. They're still threatening to murder people who will talk about it and expose it. If the truth makes us free, then lies make us slaves. So every American citizen is a slave of the corrupt federal government as long as the official policy is the moon landings are real. I cannot believe Trump wants to allegedly reform the government, and he refuses to use the number one tool at his disposal to do so, which is to show the American public they were made chumps six times in a row. They embezzled the sweat of their labor and murdered people, paid the salaries of CIA agents to murder Americans to cover it up. If President Trump showed that to the American people, he would have Republicans and Democrats saying, "We didn't know it was that bad. Please clean house." It's amazing. The number one tool to reform the government, people are not using who say they want to reform the government. They're too embarrassed. They're afraid of what men will think. We need to be afraid of what God thinks. The certainty is we are going to die. And when I was first asked to make this movie, I turned it down because it looked like maybe they did fake the moon landing. And if I start investigating this, it could be dangerous. I'm not going to risk my life for what Nixon did all those years ago. But after I started reading the Bible about right and wrong, Judgment Day, I realized that faking the moon landing is actually more historic and more significant than if they had actually gone. Either they planted a flag, came back with 60s technology, even though they can't do it today, or the most powerful nation on earth falsified mankind's greatest accomplishment and murdered people to cover it up. If that's true, and I assure you it is, that's so much more profound historically than if they'd actually gone. So we have one of the greatest truths of history is the federal government faked the moon landing. That's how arrogant they are. And they murdered people to cover it up. And it's like people having cancer and not having a cure or not even knowing you have cancer. Why there's gutless people in the federal government? No one has the guts to tell the truth. After 5 years of change, I changed my mind. I said, I'm going to die anyway. This is worth dying for. If they fake the moon landing, that's a cancer the public doesn't even know exists. And the people who did it are going to stay in power until it's exposed.
The other red flag is also that it's only Americans who supposedly went to the moon, no other country.
Well, yeah. After the sound barrier was broken, how long before another nation broke the sound barrier? Probably the same year, I would think. After the atom was split in 1945, how long before the Soviets split the atom? I think 2 years later. So I don't see why somebody can fly to the moon on the first attempt. I mean, on the first attempt, right? NASA has never kept a schedule in their entire existence, except the most complicated mission of all time. They were ahead of schedule. So if you could go to the moon, right, with 1 millionth the computing power of a cell phone, anybody and everybody should be able to go to the moon today. And yet they can't. I got an email 3 years ago from one of my critics saying, Artemis is going to have people walking on the moon next year. What are you going to do then? I said, I assure you they will postpone it. Got an email 3 days ago. Artemis is going to have people, you know, on the moon or orbiting the moon this year. What are you going to do then? I'll tell you what. I will wager you $1 million, 1,000,000 to 1. That they will not keep their schedule, right? I'll pay you $1 billion if they keep their schedule, and you pay me $1 million if they don't, right?
$1 billion.
I guarantee
dollars.
You. I'll give you 1,000,000 to 1 odds on $1 million that they will not keep their schedule. And they won't. They haven't. They keep postponing it. They said in 2014 they're going to have people orbiting the moon in 2018. And it wasn't until 2022 that they had mannequins, not people, orbiting the moon. Okay, so you can play golf and drive cars on the moon and have parties on the moon with 1960s technology, and the best you can do 50 years later is have mannequins orbiting the moon? Mannequins? One of the clips at Sobral.com is NASA's own scientist saying there's a huge field of radiation you'd have to go through to the moon. The technology to do so has not been invented yet.
So, I saw
there you go.
A few years ago, somebody sent a link of a audio clip that was on NASA's website in which Nixon was supposedly talking on the phone to Neil Armstrong, who was on the moon. And there was no delay. And then apparently that clip got taken down and got re-uploaded with gaps. Do you know which clip I'm talking about?
Well, I think the one I know of was a conversation between NASA and the astronauts. The footage that we uncovered, go to Sobral.com to see it. We have a third track of audio of the CIA prompting the Apollo astronauts not to speak until a fake 4-second radio delay goes by. During the scene that we have of them faking being halfway to the moon, it's supposed to be like a little blue Earth surrounded by black. The lights come up, and it's a 1-foot model of the Earth that they created in the spacecraft. So they're still in Earth orbit, faking being halfway to the moon. And in order to do so correctly, they have an earpiece in. NASA asks them a question. 1 second goes by, 2 seconds go by, 3 seconds go by, 4 seconds go by, and the CIA, you hear him clearly, talk. And Neil Armstrong speaks. They're telling him to fake a 4 second radio delay. Apparently, faking going to the moon 6 times, you know, they made a few mistakes here and there. And sometimes the conversations between Houston and people allegedly on the moon was instantaneous. How are you doing? Fine. The fact is that the delay would be much greater than they estimated. Even today, if you're on NBC News in South Africa and I'm in the United States and I say, Jeremy, how's it going? It'd be 2, 3. Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. That's just on Earth with digital equipment. Can you imagine the delay through all the analog equipment, all the phone lines the signal had to go through? It would have been a much bigger delay than they estimated. But they were estimating. And sometimes the delay was there and sometimes it wasn't. Oops, they forgot.
What does your research say, though, about the Soviets? I mean, this is a question we always hear. Ah, but the Soviets, why haven't they exposed the U.S. government?
Well, yeah, the number one argument is it involved too many people. You can't keep a secret from that many people. And like I said, the guy in the command center can't tell the difference between a real flight and a rehearsal flight, according to the flight director. So that argument doesn't fly. And then the idea that the Soviets or the Chinese would blow the whistle, that's not true either. I know someone who works in the Chinese Space Agency. He says everybody there knows the moon missions are fake. They're blackmailing NASA for keeping it a secret. Congress passed a law about 4.5 years ago forbidding the United States to sell any technology having to do with outer space to China. But they're doing it anyway. NASA is giving them duplicate plans to the space shuttle, the space station to China in exchange for them not blowing the whistle about the Apollo program. They have pictures of the landing sites where either, you know, the equipment there was put there long after the fact or there's nothing there, some sort of proof. And so they're blackmailing them. Putin's doing the same thing. We have a video on my homepage of, I think something happened 3 years ago and never made the news. 3 years ago and it's never made the news. Okay, so 3 years ago, there's a convention in Moscow of AI technology, the greatest AI technology available, just like the latest cars at car conventions or cameras at camera conventions. So they have Google's neural network, not available to the public. It's not ChatGPT doing one. It's 10 AIs hooked up together, super brain. And one team who's allowed to play with it for a few days has it write a symphony, takes a couple of seconds. Some have it write a novel, takes a couple of seconds. And it has this deep fake detector program that's never been wrong. So they feed it pictures of the lunar surface from the unmanned Chinese probes from 2018. It says they're real. The foreground and the background are continuous. It's really the lunar surface. Then, in comparison, they feed them pictures of the Apollo missions. Every single Apollo picture the computer said was fake had a fake backdrop. So at some point, the pixels in the soil were real, and then suddenly they became disjointed, out of line, or whatever the computer detected. It said every single Apollo picture had a fake background, meaning it was on Earth. So we just had the smartest AI in the world say the moon missions are fake. Putin was there. There's a video at Sobrel.com of Putin being shown the results of the AI. Doesn't look surprised. In fact, he looks discouraged that maybe he won't be able to blackmail the United States anymore. And that's, in fact, what a smart chess player would do. I could have a picture of a world leader with a prostitute, upload it to the internet, and ruin that person's career. But then I can't sell the picture for a dollar, can I? Or I could blackmail them. 1 million this year, 2 million next year, 10 million the year after that. And that's what China and the Soviet Union are doing. They're blackmailing the United States. Another good reason for the truth to come out.
In that case, Bart, what is the difference between Hollywood and NASA?
I don't know. Hollywood might have a bigger budget. Hollywood and the Pentagon, or whatever it was called, the War Department after World War II, and I think they renamed it that, they've always been working together. And I don't think there's in and of itself anything wrong with that. If, and I don't know that it was, if World War II were justified coming to the aid of allies, which seems like it could be justified, making films about patriotism or joining the army or buy, you know, stock bonds and, you know, what are those things, ration cards, getting people a positive attitude. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. However, I think Congress passed a law in 1947 that they said now that the war is over, we can't use media to deceive people. So they made it illegal for the media to deceive people. And then in 1958, I think, there was a big quiz show scandal. Quiz shows were really big. And Time magazine had on their cover the smartest man in America, who appeared to be that way because he got the answers in advance. So they wrote another law that says you can't use television to deceive people, which, of course, the federal government broke when they faked the moon landing. I think President Obama rescinded that and now says the federal government can use lies in video, in television, in order to coerce the public into whatever opinion the government wants them to have. They made that legal. They made lying to their own people legal. Now, you can make murder legal. You could say it's now legal for you to kill anybody you want. Does that actually make it legal or right? You see? So what these criminals do is they write laws to make their crimes legal. That's what they do. That's how bad it is.
Do you think Elon knows?
Absolutely. Yeah, I know he has a copy of my book when it first came out. And he's the one who said it takes 15 rockets of fuel to reach the moon. He said it. So that's kind of an acknowledgement, seeing how the Saturn V rocket allegedly went in one rocket, not to mention Von Braun said on camera and in writing, the largest rocket mankind can build can only achieve Earth orbit. You need multiple fuel trips to go to the moon. Then he also said the Apollo success is a historical and technological anomaly, meaning out of logical sequence. You cannot have greater technology in 1969 than today. Is there any device from 1969, a telephone, a microwave oven, anything, a light bulb, that its counterpart today is inferior quality to its counterpart in 1969? It's never happened in the history of the world. Just like I said, Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic, 1927, 3,000 miles, and 55 years later, the best airplane can only fly 3 miles. No one has flown across the Atlantic. And yet, look at the advancement in airplanes. Look at the advancement since they blew up the first atomic bomb. 1,000 times more powerful just 10 years later. This doesn't make sense that NASA can only send mannequins to orbit the moon 50 years later.
Wasn't von Braun also part of the paperclip program? I mean, if I remember correctly, he was one of Hitler's top scientists.
Yeah, Operation Paperclip was basically, a negotiation between the Soviet Union and the United States, who were the victors of World War II. There was this rocket technology that von Braun had created. He could launch a missile from the coast of France, and it would hit London somewhere, which is pretty good, you know, for when they really didn't have computers or anything. But, of course, it would hit randomly, hit churches and schools and hospitals and who knows what. And when they divided up the spoils of war, the Soviets got the hardware because it was physically in Europe, all the rockets, all the rocket factories, whatever. But the U.S. got the scientists, which is actually a better deal. It gave the Soviets a lead in the space program at first because they had the hardware. But we had the people who built it who could remanufacture it and then go on beyond that. And that was von Braun. According to the State Department, he was about to be prosecuted for war crimes during World War II. had he not predeceased their indictment. They were a year or so away from indicting him for war crimes because he participated in the killing of, you know, many people in his factory who worked too slow or whatever, who were Jews who were enslaved to build rockets or whatever. So that's the Nazi guy who faked the moon landing, and he was in charge of the space program. It's kind of sad.
And what fascinates me also, Bart, is how the entire thing just stopped.
Well, no, I mean, you have solar panels that say they're equivalent of going to the moon. When you had the first solar panel come out, and it was super duper expensive and limited capability. And then later, a year later, they were a little bit cheaper and the wattage went up. And then they became even cheaper and the wattage went up. I have solar power, and just in 1 year, I think they went, a panel went from 500 watts to 600 watts. That's a 20% increase, and without an increase in cost. The batteries went down in price for the amount of kilowatts that they do. So why wouldn't space travel be the same? Space travel should have gotten easier and cheaper.
Yeah, what I'm saying is after the U.S. supposedly won the space race, nobody decided to continue the space race. The Soviets just stopped.
Well, it's not so much a space race as it is just a normal advancement of technology. Like, take it in America. The Pilgrims landed on the East Coast, and every decade, every generation, they went further west, further and further and further west, until they couldn't go any further. Actually, they could. They grabbed Hawaii a little bit later. So there is no limit in space. So if they went to the moon in 69, they would have just kept going. Then we'll go to Mars. Then we'll go to Jupiter. Then we'll go to Titan. Then we'll go to the next star, right? And see if it has planets. They would just keep going and keep going and keep going. There's no technological investigation that has ever stopped in its tracks. Even today, you have nuclear power is becoming proficient and safe. About half the nuclear power plants in the world right now, there's probably about 450 of them, half of them are not safe. If they had an electrical shortage, because they don't generate their own power, that's what people don't realize. Nuclear power, the power only goes outbound. They're actually receiving for their light bulbs in the nuclear power plant from the power station. So if there were a blackout, a brownout, a solar storm, they would run out of power. And they have backup generators, about 2 weeks of diesel. But if that goes out, they'll have a meltdown. So half the nuclear power plants in the world will have a meltdown if there's a solar storm that kills the grid. But the other half are newer, and they're resilient, and there's virtually nothing you can do to destroy them or to cause them a leak, allegedly. So that's the way progress should be with space travel as well. We should be able to go into outer space cheaper, faster. There should be, you know, houses and ballparks on the moon, a dome where you can play basketball on the moon in 1/6 gravity, and anybody can jump up and slam dunk. I mean, imagine the money Hilton hotels can make off of that. If there's a way to make money, people would do it, if it's possible. The South Pole has 100 mile per hour winds, 100 degrees below zero, but there are people there. Why? Because it's possible. It took six times to reach the South Pole without killing the crew, and that's here on Earth. And yet they went to the moon on the first attempt, right? It's never happened in the history of exploration, right? And if they could go to the moon, there'd be bases there as well. There aren't bases there simply because it can't be done. If it could be done, there would be bases there. It's pretty simple. That's the amazing thing. To see that the moon landing is fake is pretty simple. Just read my book or watch the movie, and you'll realize they did indeed fake it. The problem is these people are at large. And if the truth doesn't come out, we're doomed. And so this is highly significant that they faked it. They murdered people to cover it up. They're still threatening, as of 3 years ago, to kill innocent people to keep this a secret. That is a tyrannical government that needs to change.
Do you think they ever will go?
Tell the truth about it? Well, from a secular point of view, probably not. And what I think they'll do is they'll keep postponing. I mean, I think they've postponed returning to the moon 10 times so far. 10 times they've said they're going to go to the moon in 5 years, and with 50-year better technology, they can't do it. And yet somehow they could do it in 8 years with untried computers that had 1 millionth the possibility of a cell phone. So I think they're going to keep postponing it until some international calamity happens, World War III or an asteroid strike, after which no one's going to care who killed Kennedy or whether the moon landings are real or not. However, there is the spiritual way of looking at it. As we started out, the Tower of Babel was a rebuke known to the world. There's a famous writer, Ellen White. She said about the Tower of Babel, "The monument to their pride became a memorial to their folly." Imagine that about the truth coming out about the moon landing. The monument to their pride became a memorial to their folly. And so I think, from a spiritual point of view, God may reveal or force the revelation to come to light that they did fake it as an end times warning to show us how far we have fallen.
All right, Bart, if you'll excuse the pun, but we're coming in for a landing. Your website is sabrell.com. That's where you can find your book or books and film, which I think is quite good. I've seen it twice, in fact. Anything else that you can end off with?
Well, if the powers that be want me to shut up about the moon landing fraud, I'm trying to produce my first feature film. The producer is Kevin Sorbo, who also plans on starring in the film. We're trying to raise $7 million. It's a secular film that's kind of a fantasy, spiritual fantasy, I might call it. That's my next project. If I become a feature filmmaker, I'll shut up and never talk about the moon landing fraud ever again. So, Deep State, send me some money.
Bart Sabrell, thank you for joining me in the trenches.